Today, we're going to talk about the amazing tax benefits of real estate investing. I consider this the ultimate guide to the tax benefits of real estate investing. So buckle up, grab a pen, grab a paper. There's going to be so much information in today's video. Feel free to pause it, rewind, go back. We're going to really go into some great details today on the show. Hey, everyone, I'm Clayton Morris, the founder of Morris Invest, which is a full-service rental real estate company. And we've been doing real estate investing and buying tangible assets for many, many years. And the tax benefits are probably the number one reason why I invest in real estate. Cash flow is great, but the tax benefits are off the chart. Now, real estate investing offers several tax benefits that can help investors save money. And I consider this really the ultimate guide to the tax benefits of real estate investing. Again, so get out a pen and paper and take some notes as we dive into some of the ways real estate investing can help you save on taxes. Let's start with number one, depreciation. That's right, the big D word. Real estate investors can claim depreciation deductions on their taxes, which allows them to deduct a portion of the cost of the property each year. Depreciation can be a significant deduction and can help reduce taxable income. Depreciation is a powerful tax benefit of owning real estate investment. Real estate can actually help investors save thousands of dollars on their taxes every year. So, what is depreciation? Well, depreciation is a tax deduction that allows real estate investors to recover the cost of their investment property over time. Now, when a property is purchased, the investor can't deduct the entire cost of the property in 1 year. Instead, they have to spread the cost out over the useful life of the property. That's how it's been set up under the tax code. Now, for residential real estate, the IRS allows investors to depreciate the property over 27.5 years. If commercial real estate is in your bag, then it can be depreciated over 39 years, a much longer time for commercial properties. This means that investors can deduct a portion of the property's cost each year for the duration of the useful life of the property. So year in and year out, this is a cash cow, a great way for you to save on your taxes. Now, it is worth noting that if an investor uses what's known as a cost segregation analysis, they can speed up or accelerate the amount that they can depreciate. Now, at our company, Morris Invest, when someone buys one of our new construction rental properties, we actually give them a free cost segregation analysis when they close. Yeah, it usually costs thousands of dollars, and we do it for free because if we're building 40 properties at one time, our cost segregation certified engineer will do a cost seg on each of them, and then we have them, so we pass that on to our investors. Now, you can turn right around and then use it on your taxes in the same calendar year after you buy the investment property. I get so excited telling people about this because no other company does this. Imagine you put $50,000 or $60,000 down to buy a new construction rental property. The bank finances the rest, right? So you're only out of pocket like 50 or 60. And then you use that cost segregation analysis, hand it to your tax accountant, and then you basically get almost all of your down payment back on your taxes this year. Name another asset or investment that you can make that does anything close to that. The answer is you can't. You can't do that with stocks. You can't do that with gold. Real estate is the only one where you literally can almost get the whole value of your down payment back because of a cost segregation analysis. Now, we have a whole video series on cost segregation. I'll link it up here. I encourage you to go watch it, and we'll have it in the description below. It is really outside the scope of this video, but just know that's a high-level ninja trick to save all sorts of additional money on your taxes. So why is depreciation such a valuable tax benefit? Well, there are several reasons why depreciation is such a valuable tax benefit for real estate investors. Number one, it lowers taxable income. The depreciation deduction reduces the taxable income of the investor. So this means that they pay less in taxes, which can result in significant savings over time. Number two, it's a non-cash expense. So unlike other expenses that real estate investors might incur, such as repair costs, maintenance costs, depreciation is a non-cash expense. That means that investors don't have to spend any money to take advantage of the deduction. You don't have to go and repair the roof and then deduct that later. No, no. Depreciation is just part of the tax code, so you don't have to do anything. It's amazing. That's why every member of Congress is a real estate investor, by the way. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. You know what I mean? Also, it's a long-term benefit. Number three, depreciation is a long-term benefit that lasts for the entire useful life of the property. This means that investors can continue to take advantage of the deduction year after year, resulting in significant savings over time. And because at Morris Invest, we do brand new construction rentals for our investors in the best rental markets in the country, we're getting the best of both worlds. Because with new construction, you know, it's not like we're getting this property at the end of its life where you have to fix all sorts of problems and there's all sorts of repairs. No, it's brand new. So you get the full tax benefit of it. That's why we only focus on new construction these days. Number four on my list, it applies to the entire property. Depreciation applies to the entire property, including the building, any improvements made to the property, the street. For new construction, you actually can take the benefits of sewer lines and street. This means that investors can deduct significant portions of the property's cost each year, reducing their taxable income, saving them money on the taxes. The next amazing tax benefit of real estate investing is the mortgage interest deduction. So the mortgage interest deduction, real estate investors can deduct the interest paid on their mortgage, including their taxable income. Real estate investors can also deduct the interest paid on their mortgage, reducing their taxable income. So the mortgage interest deduction is one of the most significant tax benefits of owning investment real estate. It allows investors to deduct the interest paid on the mortgage, reducing their taxable income and helping them save money on their taxes. It's powerful. So what is the mortgage interest deduction? Let's get into some details. The mortgage interest deduction is a tax deduction that allows real estate investors to deduct the interest paid on their mortgage from their taxable income. This means that investors can reduce their tax liability by deducting the amount of the interest paid on their mortgage payment from their taxable income. Now, let's say you make a lot of money from your W-2 job, you're a doctor, you're a lawyer. Well, you can use this to offset the money that you're bringing home so you don't have to pay Uncle Sam. So for example, let's say an investor owns a rental property and pays $10,000 in mortgage interest in a year. If the investor is in the 30% tax bracket, they can deduct $3,000 from their taxable income, reducing their tax liability by $900. So why is the mortgage interest deduction such an amazing benefit? Well, there are several reasons why the mortgage interest deduction is such an amazing tax benefit for real estate investors. Number one, it lowers your taxable income. Like depreciation, the mortgage interest deduction reduces the taxable income of the investor. This means they're paying less in taxes, resulting in significant savings over time. Number two, it applies to all real estate investments. The mortgage interest deduction applies to all types of real estate, including rental properties, commercial properties, vacation homes, you name it. This means that investors can take advantage of this deduction for all of their real estate investments, not just a specific subset. This results in even more significant tax savings. Number three, it's a significant expense. Mortgage interest is often one of the most significant expenses for real estate investors. And the mortgage interest deduction allows investors to deduct a significant portion of their expense, resulting in substantially bigger tax savings. Number four, it's a permanent benefit. Unlike other tax benefits that might expire or require renewal, the mortgage interest deduction is a permanent benefit for real estate investors. This means that investors can continue to take advantage of this year after year, resulting in consistent tax savings over time, and you can plan for it. Again, this is another powerful benefit of real estate investing that most people don't talk about. It's predictable, right? You know, this year, next year, 3 years from now, what this is going to look like, you can project out based on the rental income, your expenses, the taxes that you pay for property taxes each year, and then offsetting all of those things with the tax benefits that you get. And you can really project out nicely. You don't get that in the stock market. You have no idea what's going to happen with your 401k. Here with real estate, you can really project out nicely. The next amazing tax benefit for real estate investing is the property tax deduction, number three on our list. The next amazing tax benefit of real estate investing is the property tax deduction. Now, property taxes are deductible on your tax return, which means that real estate investors can deduct the amount they pay in property taxes each year. Did you know that? The property tax deduction is amazing and homeowners enjoy it, and I hope it's going to be sticking around for a long time. However, the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act has made it less attractive for many people to itemize their deductions. I'll explain why. So it's important to understand what you can and cannot deduct as a homeowner, you know, and how it compares to standard deductions and how you can claim it on your taxes. So number one, it's a deductible expense. There's no doubt that owning a home comes with a lot of tax benefits. One of the biggest is the property tax deduction. The government wants to promote homeownership. and offering certain types of expenses, such as real estate taxes and home interest mortgage deductions that can be deducted from your income. However, some homeownership expenses are not tax deductible. Now, if you're not sure whether a particular expense is deductible, it's a really good idea. Make sure you're checking with a tax professional. You know, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a tax professional. So you really need to hire your own tax professional, somebody who understands real estate investing. Please do that. They'll be able to tell you exactly what you can and cannot deduct from your federal income taxes. For example, you can deduct a portion of your property taxes from your federal income taxes if you pay them in advance. This could be a great way to save money, especially if you live in a state that allows for prepayment. The second reason is that it's a deductible expense for every homeowner. There are a lot of tax breaks available to homeowners, including the property tax deduction. These deductions can be worth thousands of dollars. So it's important to know, you know, how you are able to claim them on your taxes, having someone that's savvy with these things. For a homeowner, the property tax deduction is one of the best tax benefits out there. The tax breaks can even go up to about $2,000 on their taxes, according to the IRS. This is because property taxes are deductible when homeowners pay them directly to the local or county government. This includes mortgage payments, escrow account deposits, or any other type of payment that is set aside to cover future property taxes. However, this deduction is capped at $10,000. This means homeowners may not get as much money back from the property tax deduction as they could if they itemized their expenses. This is all changed under that law back in 2017. So certain states really got screwed by that. States like New Jersey, where property taxes can go as high as $20,000. You know, you're only getting 10 back. There you go. The next amazing tax benefit of real estate investing is the 1031 exchange. Now, a 1031 exchange is a tax-deferred exchange that allows real estate investors to sell property and then use the proceeds of that property to purchase another property without paying any taxes on the capital gains. Wow, an ultimate tool of the wealthy. There are a lot of amazing tax benefits for real estate investors who engage in a 1031 exchange, but the process can be tricky. And it's important to work with a qualified intermediary, a QI, who knows and understands all of the rules. Now, our team at Morris Invest helps a lot of investors who use a 1031 exchange. We recently worked with a client a few weeks ago who sold over $1 million worth of property, but the return on investment was really bad. It was not a good investment. And he was able to buy like 10 properties through us that are all cash flowing and have a very high return on investment, minimum 18% return. So he was able to take underperforming property, sell it, not pay any capital gains. We were able to help set him up with a 1031 exchange intermediary so that while that process was unfolding, the sale was happening. He wasn't touching the proceeds of the money. And that was being rolled over into the purchase of the new, better performing properties. Now you can book a call with our team at Morris Invest. We'll have a link in the description. We can help you with that. It's no problem. The primary benefit of a 1031 exchange is the deferral of taxes on the sale of an investment property. However, there are other reasons investors should consider using this method of transferring assets. Let's talk first about the deferral of taxes. 1031 exchange is a tax-deferred strategy that allows investors to reinvest their money into a new property. However, there are some important rules you absolutely have to keep in mind when participating in a 1031 exchange. First, the properties you're selling and the properties you're buying must be held for business or investment purposes. This means you can't use it probably for fix and flip projects unless you're holding it for a long time, God forbid, or personal residencies. So yes, you can't do this with a home you live in, unfortunately. Second, both the property you sell and the property you buy must be located in the United States. This is important because the sale and the purchase transactions must be structured properly to qualify for this tax-deferred treatment of a 1031 exchange. Third, the value of the replacement property must be equal to or greater than the sale of the relinquished property. This is called a like-kind exchange, and it can make a big difference to your bottom line. A 1031 exchange is a complex process. It's really best to enlist the help of professionals with this. This can include a lawyer, an accountant, a banker, or a real estate agent who is experienced in the IRS rules and regulations. Again, our team at Morris Invest specializes in this. We can help you with this. So that's no problem. If you go with us, we're happy to do it. You also get the increased cash flow. When it comes to maximizing your real estate investment opportunities, a 1031 exchange is an excellent way to diversify your portfolio. This tax-deferred strategy allows you to use profits from the sale of one or more of your properties to purchase another property that will benefit from greater appreciation and resale value. Just like in my example of the gentleman who sold $1 million of property in California that was underperforming, high taxes, the ROI was terrible, the cash flow was terrible, and then he bought 10 properties with us in West Texas with a minimum internal rate of return of 18%, cash flowing in one of the best rental markets in the country. He took a dumper of a property and now he has 10 great properties. He gets the appreciation, resale value, and cash flow. So as long as the replacement property is of like kind, you can't sell a property and then buy, like a golf course. You have to, sell a property and buy something similar. Sell an apartment complex, buy an apartment, group of apartments. Sell a house, buy a group of houses. You can't, sell off an aquarium and buy houses. It has to be the same thing. You can satisfy the IRS requirement of holding it for investment or business purposes, and then you defer the federal capital gains taxes on the proceeds of your like-kind exchange. It's powerful. However, like-kind properties can be difficult to find in some areas. This is where a 1031 exchange can really help you by allowing you to purchase properties in different regions of the country. So you don't have to buy it in the same place you're selling the property. You can, buy it all over the country. It doesn't matter. So the rules of a 1031 exchange are complex, time sensitive. So it's important to choose a qualified intermediary who understands the rules thoroughly. We have full videos on our channel. We'll link them up here on the 1031 exchange. Again, it's outside the scope of this video, but we go through more details of what you need to be aware of. In addition, it's crucial to have a strong timeline for your exchange and avoid pitfalls that could negatively impact your tax situation. So a 1031 exchange allows investors to defer capital gains tax on the sale of their investment property while also providing access to a diversified pool of real estate investments and management structures. This can lead to increased property appreciation and income and a higher level of wealth building. It really is a secret tool of the wealthy. And diversification is often encouraged to be prudent by financial advisors to help clients build wealth through investments that can reduce the risk of a single asset class. So this can be done through a 1031 exchange by exchanging one property for several properties or consolidating multiple properties into a single one. You can see how you can do this and play around with it. Also, you get tax-free income. A 1031 exchange provides tax-free income for real estate investors, provided they follow the requirements in the timeline. This type of sale is often used by investors who want to expand their portfolio and defer taxes at the same time. And that's where a qualified intermediary will help you with this. They'll help you determine if the property you're selling meets the requirements, and then they can help you designate the replacement property to purchase. Number five on our list of amazing tax benefits of owning real estate is capital gains taxes. So when an investor sells a property, they may be subject to capital gains tax. However, if the investor holds the property for more than a year, they may qualify for a lower long-term capital gains rate. And if you were paying attention to our previous 1031 exchange section, you can avoid paying it all together with a 1031 exchange. But if you're not using a 1031 exchange when you sell an asset, that's considered a capital gains event if the profit is higher than the basis amount. Now, the basis is typically what you paid for the asset, plus the commissions or the fees associated with it. So the sale price is then subtracted from the basis amount to get the realized amount. The tax on this is determined by your income and your filing status. So remember, keep your receipts, keep your invoices. If you're investing in real estate, it's important to keep receipts and invoices as evidence because they'll help you separate business income from non-business income and identify great tax deductions along the way. The IRS will accept scanned receipts and invoices for tax purposes. Natalie and I have outlined that here on the show many, many times. So she's really the keeper of our receipts. Anytime we have a business expense receipt, it's always scanned, put right into a Dropbox or a Google Drive folder, digitized based on the property itself. So we know that 123 Main Street has these receipts based on these repairs, whatever. And then it's in a folder for that particular state, that year, and all of that is categorized. So it's very easy for us to export all of that and hand it over to our tax accountants every year. And it's very easy to stay organized with this stuff if you just put a little time, attention, and effort into it. But you want to make sure that you scan the entire document, include the date, the property, the purchase amount, any other information that might be useful when you have a tax audit or a tax dispute. Remember, the IRS is hiring 80,000 additional employees right now, right? And they're not going after the rich people. They're going to go after average Americans. And so it's very important to make sure that you've got your receipts and you've got everything in place in case of an audit. So the IRS requires that you keep receipts and other documents for at least 1 year after they were received or paid, unless you're claiming a tax deduction. Keeping these records can help you determine your cost basis, which is the amount of your investment in the property that will be used to calculate your taxable gains, your taxable losses, when you sell or exchange it in the future. All right, if you've made it this far, you're a rock star. You care a lot about saving taxes through real estate investing. We have one more to go. Number six on our list, tax credits. This is a big one. Real estate investors may also be eligible for tax credits for investing in certain types of properties, such as low-income housing or historic buildings, opportunity zones, other things like that. It's really important to note that tax laws can be complex, and the specific tax benefits of real estate investing may be dependent on the investor's individual circumstances. Now, sometimes it really makes my head spin, seriously. Like, we were examining a potential investment in an opportunity zone, and there was a lot of nuances to this, whether what type of property we could build there, what were the zoning restrictions. But, you know, with these new opportunity zones that were available, it offered all sorts of fantastic tax benefits. And that's the thing. Over the past 2 years with the tax code, we now have incredible tax benefits for greening your home, solar panels and other things like that. Now, you might think, well, I'm not putting solar panels on my rental property, until you start diving into the tax benefits of doing so, right? So talk to your tax accountant about these things. You'd be really stunned at some of these new tax benefits that have been rolled out in Congress. So if you're ready to start saving money on taxes right now and you want a full-service rental real estate company that will take care of everything for you, go ahead and book a free call with my team right now at morrisinvest.com. Click on the book a call button and we'll jump on the phone with you for 30 minutes. A little calendar will pop up on the screen. You can pick the time that works for you and we'll jump on and talk about your goals for financial freedom and tax savings. And we'll see you in the next video.